Now back to Jeffrey Kaufman's report on an evangelist in Florida who claims to have the power to heal.
What is this?
Alex Arnett has spina bifida. He has been in leg braces his entire life. He has come to Todd Bentley's revival in Lakeland, Florida, to be healed.
Something's happening here. Tell me what you're feeling, first of all, young man.
I'm feeling strength in my legs, and I've never felt like...
You've never had this strength in your legs?
No, and I haven't been able to walk like this all my life, and now...
All your life?
And now I'm able to walk straighter than I was.
Take a few more steps.
Think you can walk now forever without them, or are you going to have go back to your braces?
It's up to God. I'm leaving it up to Him.
In the name of Jesus, loose, 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 loose. Straighten, 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 straighten. What do you feel?
I feel like I have like the most strength I've ever had in my body.
There was a boy last night with spina bifida who got up on the stage and about 15 years old. And he took off his braces and his crutches and he walked. Do you think you changed his physical diagnosis?
I don't, no. He believed that if he came to the meeting, something was going to happen. He's got strong faith in the God that he believes in. He's got strong faith in what the Bible says about healing. And I never prayed for him. I didn't tell him to take off his braces and crutches. He showed up at my platform claiming he had strength he'd never had. That's his testimony. I can't take that away from him. It was an emotional moment. And yes, I laid my hands on him and I said, thank you for what you're doing, God. I ask you for this miracle. And he had faith, and I had faith. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we're going to believe God that he is receiving healing. Some healing is partial. Not everybody is healed.
Alex so desperately wants to be healed. Yet here he is later that night as he stumbles to the ground.
I saw him afterwards in the audience, walking without his braces, without his crutches, falling over.
Yeah.
Is there a danger in a situation like that of giving someone a false hope, of raising an expectation that simply isn't going to be realized?
I think the danger can be there. I think the danger can be there with any message, not just in the area of healing. He came in here with faith. I didn't give him that faith. He came with that faith. And if you asked him right now, he'd still have the same faith. That's the beautiful thing about it.
I'm certain he still has the same spina bifida, too.
You know, and I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Not everybody is healed.
Almost 2 weeks later, Alex is back in California. His mother says he is walking without braces like never before. She still believes it is a miracle. Although she adds, he still clearly has spina bifida. Bentley certainly claims that with God's help, hundreds, if not thousands, have been cured.
She's going home to California. Send her home with a miracle.
His revival has become an international sensation. Broadcast each night around the world on a channel called God TV and on the internet, Bentley even claims he has cured people while they are watching him from home.
Can you supply us with three people who have been cured through miracle with their medical diagnosis, their names, their doctors, so that we can actually
what I'll do is give you what we call a media package, which we've made available to other networks, and I have one. My media secretary has one. If I have 1,000 people consenting, I'll give you 1,000 names.
I just want 3.
But we absolutely, we'll give it to you.
But we never got 3. Instead, we were given a binder filled with what Bentley says are stories of inspiring miracles. It offered incomplete contact information, a few pages of incomplete medical records. Doctors' names were crossed out.
Come on!
When we pressed further, we were given the name of a woman in California. Her husband told us the tumor on her uterus shrank after she saw Bentley, but he added, that may just be coincidence because she was still getting medical treatment. He told us she is far too weak to talk to us. He did send us some of his wife's medical records from a clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, but she apparently insisted on obscuring the clinic's name and the names of the doctors. And so, not a single miracle claim of Bentley's could be verified. Just as obscure is Todd Bentley's background. He freely admits that growing up in British Columbia and Canada, his path to Jesus was an unconventional one.
I've got a background, troubled youth. I grew up in a broken home.
He says his mom raised him on welfare, parading a succession of boyfriends through the house. When he saw his dad, even as a boy, it was to get drunk together and do drugs.
When you talk about your dark past, what specifically had you done?
The pastor with a very dark past when Nightline returns.
Anybody was showing up from Germany, so I don't know.
Does Todd Bentley come from? His past will perhaps surprise and alarm you. Here again is Jeffrey Kaufman.
Thousands of people are descending on the small city of Lakeland, Florida, to take part in Pastor Todd Bentley's Christian revival. What some may not know is that Bentley has a very dark past.
I'm very open about my past. I mean, I've written a book and it's in my autobiography. I was charged with a sexual crime that I committed when I was 13 and I was charged at 15 and I ended up in 5 youth prisons.
What was the crime?
The crime was a sexual assault.
On?
I was a child and I abused a child.
What exactly had you done?
I served time in prison for my crime.
In terms of crimes, in terms of petty crimes and crimes, you
said
you
stole
cars? Yeah,
I'd break into vehicles. I mean, I'd steal, as I got older, I'd take your pot. I'd take your drugs. I mean, I got involved with people that were affiliated with gangs and bikers.
It is not clear that the tens of thousands who are coming to Lakeland know all about Bentley's past, but they do know that he makes a virtue of repenting and embracing the Lord. Yet amidst the frenetic passion of the revival, we found one man sitting on his hands. Reverend Jeff White is a pastor at a local missionary church in Lakeland. He heard so much talk about Todd Bentley and the revival tent that he wanted to see it for himself.
Would you come back?
No, probably not.
Why?
Because I think that I've seen what I would need to see.
What is it that worries you, that concerns you? The bam, bam,
yeah.
The hands-on.
Yeah. Well, again, I believe in laying on of hands, but I just don't see the evidence. At least, see, Scripture for me becomes the rule of practice, and I just don't see that being in practice.
Crestfire Ministries, if you're writing a check, $1 million, it would be great.
Before the long night is over, there is a blunt appeal for cash. Bentley says it costs $35,000 a night to operate the revival. He insists he makes less than $100,000 a year.
Who didn't get an envelope?
Bentley told us the tens of thousands of dollars he collected each night are needed to cover his increasingly large staff and their outreach around the world. Finally, the night ends with the laying of the hands, Bentley's hands. The sick and the hopeful and the desperate wait patiently to be blessed by this man with a checkered past and a body covered in tattoos who they believe has a special connection to God. This anointing ceremony is open to all. And there in the crowd is Bill Wise and his very ill little daughter, Kaylin. He looks euphoric as he emerges from the line, his forehead dripping with holy oil.
Was it worth coming all this way?
I believe so. Absolutely. Both for her sake, and even if we don't see any change in the immediate run here, sometimes prayer is cumulative, and you just got to keep hitting them.
As Todd Bentley has discovered, there is never a shortage of people with faith or in need of hope. I'm Jeffrey Kaufman for Nightline in Lakeland, Florida.
The reaction to Todd Bentley's revival has been so great, he has extended his stay in Lakeland through the end of the summer. If you'd like to comment on this story, go to the Nightline page at abcnews.com.